planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the weekly show to get you caught up on anything and everything going on in the WNBA. Coming up on this week's program, we'll give you a recap of Week 6 in the WNBA, as well as a look at the league leaders and standings in the WNBA. First, let's get you to my top three storylines in the WNBA. I want to start off with the Seattle Storm. The Storm have been on a roll as of late. They have currently won 5 in a row. Jewel Lloyd, hey, what can you say about Jewel Lloyd? They call her the Gold Mamba, and she continues to set the standard for many players in the WNBA. And Breanna Stewart, what can you say about Breanna Stewart? Breanna, awesome on all sides, on both sides of the ball, from offense to defense. She's definitely doing her thing. And, of course, Sue Bird, what can you say about Sue? Phenomenal and still handling her business. The sky is definitely for the limit for Seattle as this coming week, they got games coming up against the Washington Mystics and the Las Vegas Aces. And again, Seattle, a lot of people are predicting Las Vegas, even Chicago, to possibly be in this year's WNBA championship. But don't count out the defending champion Seattle Storm. Currently, as this show is airing, so far in the month of June, they have a record of 7-1, and currently they're in a 5-game winning streak. So, again, it's only gotten better, and it's onward and upward, for the Seattle Storm.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
My next storyline is going to be the Chicago Sky. Ever since the return of Candace Parker on June 12th, they have been on a roll. Currently, they are on a 5-game winning streak. And again, Chicago is one of the favorites to play in this year's WNBA championship. With the return of Candace Parker, how about Courtney Vandersloot getting it done, not just on the scoring side, but we know she's in the top 5 in the WNBA in assists. Also, Kalia Copper is making a difference along with Allie Quigley and, of course, Ruthie Hebert. So, again, sky's the limit. So far, the month of June has been very good for the Chicago Sky. They've got back-to-back games coming up against the New York Liberty, and also they got a game coming up against the Connecticut Sun and then the Dallas Wings to end the month of June. So they currently have a 5-game winning streak in play right now for the Chicago Sky. It's definitely a team that we definitely have to keep our eyes and ears open to. The Chicago Sky.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
And for my last storyline is the 25th anniversary game between the New York Liberty and the Los Angeles Sparks. Yes, the New York Liberty and the Los Angeles Sparks. This year, of course, we know this year is the 25th anniversary of the WNBA, and the first game that was played was on June 1st, 1997, between the New York Liberty and the Los Angeles Sparks. Here's some of the audio and how it all went down.
Welcome to the Great Western Forum and a festive atmosphere here in Los Angeles. It is a sellout and then some. They have had to open the upper decks to accommodate ticket demand here at the Forum and expecting a crowd of some 12,000 people. All of them here to witness the latest chapter in the history of women's sports, the debut of the WNBA. It's a marquee matchup between Leslie and Lobo as the two cornerstone franchises of the women's NBA square off here this afternoon in the debut game. So we are moments away and from this historic occasion.
This is really awesome. I have talked to a lot of people that have come in and a lot of basketball people. There's so much excitement. You almost feel like you're playing. Everybody is so fired up about this game.
Rebecca Lobo, we last saw her as an Olympian, winning gold in Atlanta along with her teammate Lisa Leslie. The two of them went against each other in practice, and now they get a chance to square off as professionals. Here's the tip, and the Sparks control. Leslie, a star here at Morningside High School in Los Angeles, starred at USC, grew up just a few blocks away from the Forum. And the first basket in WNBA history is scored by Penny Toler out of Long Beach State. Mad at getting over the early jitters as Lobo can't connect on the baseline.
I'm really impressed with the way the Liberty are going to the offensive boards, and yet the LA Sparks have the bigger players.
Kim Hampton for two.
That audio was courtesy of NBC Sports, and that was Hannah Storm on the call of the first ever WNBA game to be played on June 21st, 1997 between the New York Liberty and the Los Angeles Sparks. And by the way, in case you were wondering who won that game, the Liberty beat the Sparks, final score 67-57. Rebecca Lobo was the leading scorer on the Liberty with 16 points. Vicki Johnson finished with 13 points. Also, Kim Hampton had 13 points. Teresa Weatherspoon only had 3 points, but she finished with 7 rebounds and 10 assists. As for the Los Angeles Sparks, Lisa Leslie was the leading scorer with the double-double with 16 points and 14 rebounds. Penny Toler finished with 15 points. And coming off the bench was Mwadi Mabika with 8 points, and Hasha Jing finished with 8 points. And again, in that game, the Liberty beat the Sparks 67-57. Now let's fast forward now 25 years later to the New York Liberty and the Los Angeles Sparks. The Liberty would beat the Sparks 76-73. Again, the names have changed, but the rivalry still remains the same. And again, the 25th anniversary game is a full circle moment of coming back to history and going back to what the WNBA represented as a new era for women's sports, and also a new era for what is to come for the next 25 years that the WNBA will be in existence. And definitely, just like Rebecca Lobo and Teresa Weatherspoon and Kim Hampton and Lisa Leslie and Tamika Dixon and Penny Toler, and they set the tone for what was to come, and so many great memories to cherish, from many championships to playoffs to so many dynamic players during the 25 years of the WNBA's existence. It definitely set the tone, and definitely we'll have more highlights of the current game that was played between the New York Liberty and the Los Angeles Sparks. But the Liberty and the Sparks is the one that set it off. And, of course, New York versus L.A., East Coast meets West Coast. You know, you can't ask for anything more. That's my top three storylines. And when we come back from the break, I'll have scores and highlights from Week 6 in the WNBA, plus the league leaders and standings in the WNBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
There said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus, ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today. Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Striving For It All. Now it's time for a recap of week six in the WNBA. And, of course, there was a lot of great games that we had, so let's jump right to it. Let's start off with Tuesday, June the 15th games. It was the Seattle Storm going up against the Indiana Fever. The Storm would win 87-70. The Chicago Sky beat the Minnesota Lynx 105-89. And the Las Vegas Aces would beat the New York Liberty 100-78. Now let's move along now to Wednesday, June the 16th, where we had the Los Angeles Sparks going up against the Phoenix Mercury. The Sparks would win 85-80. One of the stars that contributed to the Los Angeles Sparks in that victory over the Mercury was Erica Wheeler. She finished with a double-double. She had 18 points and 10 assists. Here's how it all went down. The audio was courtesy of CBS Sports Network.
A game where you just need Diggin Smith Griner to go be a scorer.
Erica Wheeler with a nice transition. Erica Wheeler going to work, Ross.
Seconds winded down. Put the ball in Wheeler's hand. She'll deliver.
That's just our Kia Nurse, I beg your pardon, knocking down the jumper. That's just her second field goal attempt of this game. She was 7 of her last 36 for the foul. Look at this.
Erica Wheeler sets this up with a retreat dribble. Just slows down, changes pace.
Diggin Smith looking to push against Wheeler in deep. No, had her own rebound.
Her own bucket, attacking the defense, or finding her teammates. Her fingerprints are all over this team, and she's bringing
Oh, no, shot clock is Nodzark. I beg your pardon. 7 seconds left on the shot clock. Here's Wheeler with it underneath. Wheeler over Griner. Erica Clutch. Wheeler with the bucket.
That audio was courtesy of the CBS Sports Network, and again on Wednesday, June the 16th, the Los Angeles Sparks beat the Phoenix Mercury, final score 85-80. Again, Erica Wheeler had a double-double with 18 points and 10 assists. Let's move along now to Thursday, June 17th action with the Atlanta Dream going up against the Washington Mystics. The Mystics would win, final score 96-93. Now, with the Mystics, they had help from two stars on their roster, Teresa Plaisance, and also they had Ariel Atkins. Here's highlights from that contest.
And she was clicking, especially in the second half when Atlanta picked up their pace. And a great move by Ariel Atkins, a little show and go. Three in the league in terms of offensive efficiency, and that needs to improve, and that's a good way to fix that.
Collected by Zealous. Gets it to Plaisance as she's falling. Atkins, pull up. Just needs one. She just needs one to go in.
They're at the top of the list in the league in terms of their free throw percentage as a team, so that would be a large chunk of their offense. They can get it to go.
Teresa Plaisance.
But she was gathering from that dribble.
Plaisance. Beautiful backdoor cut from Weeb for the lay-in.
That audio was courtesy of the CBS Sports Network, and the Washington Mystics, Ariel Atkins and Teresa Plaisance were outstanding in this contest. Atkins finished with 32 points, and Plaisance finished with 25 points, as the Washington Mystics were going to beat the Atlanta Dream, final score 96-93. Another action from Thursday, June the 17th. The Seattle Storm beat the Indiana Fever 79-69. The Chicago Sky beat the Connecticut Sun 81-75. The Minnesota Lynx beat the Dallas Wings 85-73. The Las Vegas Aces would beat the New York Liberty 103-76. Let's move along now to action on Friday, June the 18th. The Phoenix Mercury would beat the Los Angeles Sparks 80-66. Now to action on Saturday, June the 19th. The Chicago Sky would beat the Connecticut Sun 91-81. The Washington Mystics would go on to beat the Indiana Fever 82-77. And the Dallas Wings would beat the Minnesota Lynx 95-77. And then on Sunday, June the 20th, as I mentioned at the top of the show, this was the 25th anniversary inaugural game on the day that the New York Liberty and the Los Angeles Sparks played. And as I mentioned earlier, the Liberty would win the first game in the history of the WNBA. It was played on June 21st, 1997. The Liberty would beat the Sparks 67-57. Well, this was a close game as well, but the Liberty would beat the Sparks. This time the final score, 76-73. For the New York Liberty, Rebecca Allen really shined in this game. Again, this audio is courtesy of ESPN. Here's how it all went down.
On the defensive end of the floor, they're quick. They move well together. Communicate well, as you see Bria Holmes talking to her teammates. And played a team with a strong post player. That was Kim's assignment. She took it, and I wasn't upset about it. So another outside shot. Rebecca Allen, 4-for-8 from three. Sabrina got in on the action, as did Sammy Whitcomb. Much smaller Wheeler, who was the only defender on her. And Benaja Laney, by the way, still has not scored. Has taken three shots and missed them all. Now she finally gets on the score sheet. Good ball movement. Allen, the three-point shooter, passes it up, gets it outside. She's coming up with another offensive board. And then Allen hits another three. Turnovers, Tolliver.
All right, that audio was courtesy of ESPN. And again, Rebecca Allen had a solid performance for the New York Liberty. She finished with 19 points, as the New York Liberty would go on to beat the Los Angeles Sparks 76-73. So that was the week that was in the WNBA. Now it's time to get you caught up on your current league leaders in the WNBA. Let's start off with points per game. Tina Charles remains the league leader in points per game from the Washington Mystics. She's averaging 24.5 points per game. Coming in second is Jonquel Jones from the Connecticut Sun. And third is Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. And fourth is Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. And then fifth is Betnijah Laney from the New York Liberty. Next category is rebounds per game. Coming in at number one is Jonquel Jones from the Connecticut Sun. And at number and a tie for second is Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm and Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury. And fourth is Tina Charles from the Washington Mystics. And at fifth is Sierra McCowan from the Indiana Fever. Next category is assists per game. Coming in at number one is Courtney Vandersloot from the Chicago Sky. Coming in at second is Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. And third is Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. Coming in at fourth is Sue Bird from the Seattle Storm. And in fifth is Natasha Cloud from the Washington Mystics. Next category is field goal percentage. Coming in at number one is Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. She's shooting 63% from the field. Coming in at number two is Liz Cambage from the Las Vegas Aces. And third is Brianna Turner from the Phoenix Mercury. Her teammate Brittany Griner from the Mercury is fourth, and then Jonquel Jones is fifth from the Connecticut Sun. Next category is free throw percentage. Coming in at number one is Kayla McBride from the Minnesota Lynx. Coming in at number two is Courtney Vandersloot from the Chicago Sky. And third is Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. And tied for fourth is Kennedy Carter from the Atlanta Dream and Astu Indorfall from the Chicago Sky. Next category is three-point percentage. Coming in at number one is Rachel Banham from the Minnesota Lynx. Jonquel Jones is second. She's shooting 48% from three-point range. Coming in third is Stephanie Talbot from the Seattle Storm. Her teammate Sue Bird from the Seattle Storm is fourth. And in fifth is Kayla Thornton from the Dallas Wings. Next category is steals per game. Coming in at number one is Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. Courtney Vandersloot is at number two. Coming in third is Rebecca Allen from the New York Liberty. And fourth is Danielle Robinson from the Indiana Fever. And in fifth is Odyssey Sims from the Atlanta Dream. Next category is blocks per game. Coming in at number one is Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury. Coming in at number two is Liz Cambage from the Las Vegas Aces. Third is Brianna Turner from the Phoenix Mercury. And fourth is Jessica Breland from the Indiana Fever. And in fifth is Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. And last but not least, in minutes played, Courtney Williams is leading the league in minutes played from the Atlanta Dream. Coming in at number two is Skylar Diggins-Smith from the Phoenix Mercury. Her teammate Brittany Griner is third, followed by in fourth is Nafisa Collier from the Minnesota Lynx. And Betnijah Laney is fifth from the New York Liberty. Now it's time to take a look at your current standings. At the moment, the Seattle Storm is number one. They have a record of 12-2. The Las Vegas Aces are in second with a record of 10-3. The Connecticut Sun are third with a record of 8-5. Coming in fourth is the Chicago Sky with a record of 7-7. The Washington Mystics are in fifth with a record of 6-6. The New York Liberty are next in sixth with a record of 6-6. The Dallas Wings are seventh with a record of 6-7. The Phoenix Mercury are eighth with a record of 6-7. The Los Angeles Sparks are ninth with a record of 5-6. The Minnesota Lynx and the Atlanta Dream are tied for 10th with a record of 5-7. And the Indiana Fever are dead last with a record of 1-15. Now it's time for your WNBA Player of the Week. For the week of June the 14th, it was Tina Charles from the Washington Mystics. She was the Player of the Week for the Eastern Conference, and for the Western Conference for the second time this year, Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. And finally, the WNBA All-Star Game will be played on July 14th, 2021. It's going to be a unique twist to the WNBA All-Star Game. It's going to be Team USA versus Team WNBA. So the rosters will be announced this coming week. So we'll have you we'll have it posted for you on next week's program, hopefully when the All-Star roster will be revealed. Again, the 2021 WNBA All-Star Game will be played on July 14th, 2021, and it'll take place at the Michelob Ultra Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. Well, coming up next, before we close out the show, we'll give you the upcoming games for this week's schedule coming up in the WNBA. Is going to be exciting. A lot of great games to check out. So we'll have that for you coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All. Mm-hmm.
an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
Not long ago, banking meant you had to visit a branch in person, but that's not the case anymore. Hi, I'm Chris Harrell, Baton Rouge Market President at Home Bank. Home Bank has all the latest apps and tech features that make it convenient to bank wherever you are. But when you don't need an app, when you need a banker, we're there for you. We offer the best of both worlds. Helping businesses and families is what we do. Because at Home Bank, we're not just bankers. We're your friends, neighbors, and partners.
Home Bank, member FDIC.
If you love them enough to drive an hour to cheer them on as they get beat 11-0 in the rain, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today. Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today. Planning an event? West Baton Rouge's newly renovated conference center is the perfect spot for your special occasion. Plus, six new or newly renovated hotels within walking distance. Convenient from wherever you are in the capital region. Elegant and surprisingly affordable. The center features a half-mile walking trail on the grounds, a beautiful outdoor patio with pergola, as well as advanced AV technology, on-site catering, event planning, and more. See photos, get all conference updates and information at westbatonrouge.net and visit louisianatravel.com to plan your trip today.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. So before we get you on out of here, we're going to give you the games that's coming up on this week's WNBA schedule, starting off on Tuesday, June the 22nd. Big game between the Chicago Sky going up against the New York Liberty, followed by the Dallas Wings going up against the Connecticut Sun, and the Washington Mystics going up against the Seattle Storm. On Wednesday, June 23rd, we have a game between the Minnesota Lynx going up against the Atlanta Dream. On Thursday, June 24th, the Chicago Sky will go up against the New York Liberty, the Dallas Wings will square off against the Indiana Fever, and the Washington Mystics will go up against the Los Angeles Sparks. On Friday, June 25th, the Las Vegas Aces will square off against the Minnesota Lynx. On Saturday, June 26th, great games between the Washington Mystics and the Dallas Wings, and the New York Liberty will go up against the Atlanta Dream. And on Sunday, June 27th, we've got the Chicago Sky going up against the Connecticut Sun. We've got a rematch of last year's WNBA championship between the Seattle Storm and the and we also have the Los Angeles Sparks going up against the Phoenix Mercury. That should be an exciting game. Well, that's going to do it for this week's edition of Striving for It All. I'm Ed Robinson, and we'll talk to you again next week. So long, everyone.